Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? Right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
If you look at the world and look at the problems, it's usually old people, usually old men, not getting out of the way. Senator Sanders, you are the oldest candidate on stage this
evening.
And
I'm white as well.
Yes. And I'm white as well.
I wanted to get back to the issue of climate change for a moment, because I do believe this is the existential issue.
Senator, with all respect, this question is about race. Can you answer the question as it was asked?
If there are not any of our African-American brothers and sisters up here.
It's both an honor and disappointment to be the lone candidate of color on the stage tonight. I miss Kamala, I miss Corey, though I think Corey will be back.
I won't be on tonight's debate stage, but that's okay because I'm going to win this election anyway.
Senator Warren, you would be the oldest president ever inaugurated. I'd like you to weigh in as well.
I'd also be the youngest woman ever inaugurated.
What Did you a get singer. Too many men alone and leave us alone for a while? We kind of become morons.
Yeah.
Try putting
more than that
a
if you leave him alone for
to bring
too
long. You back to office with 80% of the vote as a gay dude in Mike Pence's Indiana.
If you had won in Indiana, that would be one thing. You tried and you lost by 20 points.
Let's talk.
I'm proud man on 100,000 selfies.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Thank you, Senator
Those
Warren.
Selfies, no, I want to finish this. Those selfies cost nobody anything. When you do 100,000 selfies with people, you hear enough stories. So the mayor.
Okay, we got to stop it there. Welcome back to News and Views. That's just some of last night's Democratic debate. Elizabeth Warren.
Elect me. I took selfies. A lot of them.
Pocahontas. A press line where people come up and you take pictures with professional photographer, that's not a selfie. A selfie is when you hold the, you get the stick or you hold your phone and say, snap.
Like, for instance, April Marie, when we have a photo together maybe later.
Right.
I mean, we've done this before.
Yeah.
You ask somebody, like, hey, Dan.
Can you take the picture?
Can you take the picture? It's not a selfie.
No.
It's not a selfie, Elizabeth. I know this doesn't really matter.
She's a little older. Technology, new terms.
And plus,
the book of faces. These all things probably confuse her.
Is it sexist of me to point out how emotional she's getting, though, about the stories?
It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really, really devastating. Yeah. You know what they could all do? Everybody with their wealth on that stage could solve all the problems they want to solve without our taxpayer dollars if they just all pull their money together.
Right.
And they can put everybody through college. They can pay for health care. You guys go right on ahead to do that. Don't raise my taxes. You don't have to be elected. You can just all together form a little committee and do all of these insane things you want to do. And I don't mean it's insane like it's a bad idea, but it's insane to want to use taxpayer dollars to do it.
Right, right. But that would be private initiative. And private initiative is always suspect, whereas public initiative and public programs, I mean, that's God's work. 272-9228. Okay. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, you watched this farce last night.
I watched a little bit of it because, okay, like you, it got to the point where it was kind of like, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no.
Not tonight,
and
no.
It was not tonight. It's that I drove all day long, and I come home, and I want to relax with something. That show, notice that I left a pause there. That show was absolutely one of the worst farces I've ever seen, to have such a blatant hatred. I mean, it's not just that they don't like Donald Trump. They have a blatant hatred for Donald Trump and everything positive for this country. It was worse than any cheap three-ring circus. Mm. The fact that Steyer comes out and his first statement was, well, I was touting to impeach Donald Trump over 2 years ago. I was the first one stating that we should be impeaching Donald Trump. He never said what for. And quite frankly, that was a lie, because other people have been saying impeach Donald Trump since before he was even elected. And it had become very popular by the time Steyer, whoever he is, I mean, what does he do? Nobody knows anything about him. At least we knew who Donald Trump was.
Right.
At least we have been keeping up with Donald Trump over the years. Steyer is a nobody. He comes out of nowhere, thinking that he can do for the Democratic Party exactly what a political nobody Donald Trump did for the Republicans. But Donald Trump didn't do very much for the Republicans other than slap the Republicans upside the head and say, you people better get your head in gear. You people better start paying attention to what's going on, because obviously you haven't been watching for the last 20 or 30 years. You have been allowing your country to be destroyed. And you better get your act in gear. And that is what Donald Trump did for the Republican Party. Other than that, Donald Trump has been a conservative. He has been a constitutionalist. And he has truly loved this country, which is something that you cannot say about the last few presidents. And as far as these clowns on that show, really? I mean, I thought Pocahontas was a woman of color. or has she finally decided that she would not defend his statement of, I'm the only person of color on this stage?
Yeah, I don't think wants to.
I think she's trying to let that one go.
Yeah.
So
I think you're very correct there.
Teespring,
and I thought it was very plain that she did.
Oh, I
thanks again, guys. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you. Okay. Bye-bye.
So, T-Spear, I have to tell you, I had to look it up because I wanted to have the number right. So where did Steyer come from? Steyer, while voters don't know him, and most people don't know him,
right,
political operatives know and love him. Why? Do you know how much money he gave? He gave, are you ready? $87 million in funds exclusively to the Democrat Party candidates during 2016 alone. In the 2016 election, $87 million to Democrat candidates. What was his pet issue? Climate change.
Yeah.
So he couldn't, and he really wanted, he supported the furthest left candidates you could get, all who wanted to have crazy climate change legislation, and when that didn't work well for him, he decided to run himself.
And how's that going, Tom? Well, he's on the debate
stage. Just needs to keep, yeah, he is on the debate stage. That's something. Hey, it goes to show you can buy your way onto a debate stage.
Right. This is America, after all. 272-9228. Let's very quickly go back to the phones and talk to Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Morning, Chandler and April Marie, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But I'm going to go back to that war on men y'all was talking about.
Sure.
I don't think it's actually women having war on men. I think it's just a bunch of negative people because they jump from war on men to climate change to war on this. It's just negative people. And when you don't come down to their negativity, it really makes them mad.
Oh, sure.
And when you answer them with a positive attitude, and you ask them why they're mad, they don't know.
Well, and that is, yes, there is a constant anger problem on the left where they're mad and angry at everybody. And if they don't have a topic of the day to be mad about, they'll just pick one out of thin air.
Wait, it kind of sounds like me, though.
Are you constantly grumpy, Joey?
Yes. I'm not as much of an Eeyore as I used to be, but I can be a bit crotchety for such a young man. Jerry, I think there's a lot to what you're saying. In particular, you know, if you see these folks who want to tear down what the white supremacist, capitalist, patriarchal structures of Western society. We intersectional types, we who understand people have been marginalized throughout history, understand that these systems have been keeping us down. But you look at the facts, say since the year 1800, billions of people more alive who wouldn't be alive today if not for things like capitalism. If you look and ask yourself, when would I want to be born? It would be today. The wealth that we've accumulated, the opportunity that's out there for folks, it's just unreal. And for them to essentially say, oh, the oil companies and the fossil fuel companies are raping this earth and leading to our destruction, when it's those companies that provide the lifeblood of our modern economy, not just luxuries, necessities, it's just ridiculous. And you're right. It's a negative point of view on human capacity, in my mind. I think they look at people like Joey and April Marie and Jerry, and they say, oh, the individual and the family and the local community can't do. And in fact, even vast swaths of people can't do without the heavy hand of government, somebody with a bullhorn shouting people in a certain direction. And I think it's absurd, it's negative, and it really just sells us short for what we can actually accomplish as people.
Well, you can't let it sell you short. You keep your positive attitude.
Yeah.
And positive brings positive, negative brings negative. But if you bring your positive attitude to the negative, sooner or later, they got to bring that negative up to the positive.
That's what we hope. That's what we hope. Maybe Trump will turn them around and say, it's so great. We're going to keep it great, all right?
Well, I mean, I turned a New York woman around in Andalusia, Alabama. She cussed me out for opening the door, holding the door open for her.
What?
Yeah, because she said she can open the door herself, but it's like I explained to her, I was raised in the South. If somebody's walking through the door behind me, I hold it open no matter who it is.
Right.
And I will raise both of my sons to do it. And until the day I die, I will stand at a door. And I am on a date. I am the worst on a date because I will stand up my chair. I will stand up my car door. I will stand at a door. And you do not get a second date if you don't open those things for me. If you don't pull out my chair and open those doors.
You got to stop bringing up that date we went on, all right? I'm sorry I didn't hold
Joey,
the door open for you.
No date two for Joey. This is how rumors get started, by the way.
But when I explained to her how I was raised, and this is how the Southern man was raised, and this is what we do, and we ain't going to change.
Right.
No. No, and men should not change. This is a liberal attitude. This is the same as I get really frustrated when I go through the effort of putting on makeup and a great looking outfit and some pretty high heels. Mm-hmm. If I walk into a room, I want the men to compliment me. I do. And the idea that men should not be allowed to say to women, "You look pretty anymore." They should be worried and scared of these sexual harassment, these discrimination. It's bull crud. If I'm going to wake up in the morning and put my pretty on, I want somebody to acknowledge it. Unlike today when I'm here in sweatpants and no makeup. But on the days I try, I want you to acknowledge I've tried.
Yeah, but you look fine.
You're so sweet.
Either way.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
That was my opinion on it. And I hope y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
petty stuff, though, that drives me nuts like that.
And then the other part, I have had this conversation is, there is I really appreciate the Me Too movement and the getting rid of the secrecy around true sexual harassment.
Right.
But let me tell you what is not sexual harassment. What is not sexual harassment is a single man asking a single woman on a date if he's not her boss. She's not a subordinate of his, and they work in the same office. And I hate that there are women out there who believe that you shouldn't be able to do that. Of the five serious boyfriends I've had in my life, three of them I probably met through work. And it's frustrating to me that there are women who say, no, we need to draw these boundaries, these lines. Sir, keep opening doors.
Right.
You were raised right. Your mama did right. And I hope like heck I'm a mama who raises my sons to open doors. That they'd still do that when they leave my house.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Men just...
And one quick thing before I forget. T-Spear said earlier, and it's not just T-Spear, I hear a lot of people saying this, that the Democrats hate the president. I think some of them do, but I think it's more than hatred. I think it's actually kind of the opposite. Well, maybe it's not love, but it's certainly another one of the seven deadly sins. Lust. Lust for power. It's not so much that they hate Trump. It's that they just, they're all hot and heavy for that power, baby. So I think that's actually what's driving a lot of this bad behavior. And it can also, to the conversation we were just having, you do have to be sensitive to power imbalances, so to speak.
Yeah.
This is why we don't like it when older people prey on younger people in a sexual romantic way. It's why we don't like it when bosses who can hire and fire really go too far.
Right.
Honestly, I think there's a blurry line here, which I guess we're not supposed to have in this new era. But like, say somebody's a big fan of a rock star or something, and they only see that guy as this rock god or that gal even. As this huge celebrity, is it right for the famous person to sort of take advantage of that? I mean, for the longest time, it's like, well, duh, they can take advantage of that. Why else would you become a rich and famous person? I would ask the rich and famous person, how fulfilling is that? Now, I'm not talking about any wrongdoing, but like if somebody just is more like worshiping you for what you've done
to
be famous instead of really knowing you.
Have you seen the movie Almost Famous?
Yeah, a long time ago, but yeah.
Where it's like the groupies, the girls run around, and they travel with the rock bands back when the rock bands were
that's a
really
great
out there.
It's coming back to me. Yes, it's a great movie.
Phenomenal movie.
But they like trade the groupies,
but they
like
trade
their cars.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a scene where they trade, but and the girl's like, hey, this is the way it works. This is the lifestyle I choose.
Right.
And she feels all empowered. This is her choice. That would not fly now.
No.
No.
Still goes on, though. It still flies. It certainly
Joey,
does.
Joey, are you longing for being a rock star? You kind of got a rock star look to you.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
Yes.
What do you play?
Guitar.
Oh.
Bass.
There you go.
Make some beats. You know, make some songs here or there. It's kind of a dream that has gone into the rearview mirror, though.
How old are you? You're not
31.
You're not old enough for dreams to go into the rearview mirror. Well, I'm 38 years old.
Don't you see it?
I'm 38 years old. I just decided I was going to do talk radio, and now I'm doing it. You've got another 7-8 years. Chase those dreams. Don't give up.
272-9228. 272-9228. I need some motherly love today. 272-9 encouragement. My dreams aren't in the rearview mirror. Everything's right in front of me on the horizon.
272-9228.
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Yellowhammer Restaurant. It's over on Averett Drive. Now, where is Averett Drive? Well, Averett Drive is parallel there to Taylor Road. You know, where the intersection of Vaughn and Taylor is. Say you're going east on Vaughn Road, take a right on Taylor. Yeah, right there, right off of Taylor, to the right, is going to be Averett Drive, like where the Max Federal Credit Union is, and so many of those strip centers there. That's where Yellowhammer Restaurant is. They're open Monday through Sunday now, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. They do breakfast and lunch. And, you know, you said you drank a little bit last night?
I did.
Yeah, I did too, going to see Star Wars. And there's nothing better than when you're a little crusty in the morning, a little dried out, for like a big plate of Southern biscuits and gravy, like that sawmill gravy, homemade. I don't know if they deliver, but I'm sure you could go pick something up. But, I mean, something, you know, heavy and delicious like that, get it on your bones, like get it really in there. Or fried chicken biscuit, just load it up nice and big.
Stop! I'm leaving you to go get some food.
Or you could do the blue collar burger. Yeah, you could stop by there right now and be like, can I get that blue collar burger? It's a burger topped with country bacon and Kelly's sausage. With pepper jack cheese, and you can add a fried egg on top.
Yeah,
and I like
great.
Doing that where it's a little, like, runny, so the yolk gets all over the place. It's just delicious. You can soak it up in the bread.
Stop. You're making me hungry.
Goodness.
We have another hour and a half. I'm going to leave you to go get food.
Yeah, well, you should, and go get the meat and three over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant. I'm trying to get you out of here. Just go. Clearly. If you're that hungry, if you don't love me that much, go. Eat. Go to Yellowhammer Restaurant.
I will so leave you for a good meal right now. That's where we are in life.
Oh, but it all looks great. The meat and three for lunch. The Reuben sandwich is second to none over there. I mean, my favorite food group is wings. Chicken wings, and they have plenty of chicken wings over there. All sorts of different sauces from lemon pepper, Greek. I want to try the Greek. I haven't tried that yet, but I will. And sweet heat barbecue. So much going on at Yellowhammer Restaurant. New sponsor here of News and Views. I am planning on going to see them tomorrow. I do a usual lunch with the grandfather, so I'll go by there tomorrow. It should be fun to see the folks over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant. Check them out today, folks. Again, they're on Averett Drive right off of Taylor Road. You can find them very easily on Google there. Yellowhammer Restaurant. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228. Joey Clark, April Marie Fogle. Would love to hear your call.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season. From all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here alongside me this morning. Thank you very much to April Marie Focal for making the drive down.
I'm so glad to be here.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. 272-9228. We'll get back to some more of the highlights from the Democratic debate last night.
Oh, there's so much happening there.
Lowlights, highlights, whatever
there's
you want to
so
call it.
There's so much happening there.
Oh, there's a lot going on. I mean, we could take a, like a fashion point of view.
I do have to say, though, that it's more entertaining than the Republican debates because...
Wait, the Republican-Trump debates?
Yeah, well, because the characters... It's like, how can I stand apart? There's an Asian man saying he's the only man of color.
Right.
There's a woman who is the oldest, but she's not going to acknowledge that. She's just going to, like, it's, there's
But she's the youngest woman.
The youngest woman.
She's the only one.
There's the billionaire whose idea is to take money from working class Americans to pay, it's for all of his crazy ideas. Just listening to them, it's comedy. It's sheer comedy.
Yeah.
From the perspective of what are they saying and who are these people?
Yeah, but the Republican debates had Trump saying, and Marco, Lou Rubio hit me on my hands. Well, and you know what he means by hands, okay, and I guarantee you, there's no problem there, all right?
No Republicans problem. Besides Donald Trump is entertaining. Donald Trump is entertaining. The rest of them,
Trump's
not so much.
I know, but Trump's enough.
No, that's for sure. But they're all entertaining on the Democrat side.
I like to see
side.
That your energy's up a little more this morning.
They,
I like it.
They're all entertaining on the Democrat side, and they don't mean to be. They're just, they're funny
yeah.
by their sheer existence and ignorance.
Right. 272-9228. Let's go to Red.
Me.
Red.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to your perky host from Birmingham.
Good morning.
I noticed when you said that you opened the bottle of wine. I don't know if anybody caught that, but me. Folks, Camus is Thad and Jordan, to me, are the best of the California first growths and stand up to the French first growths, I think. You keep a lot of that around. I may just drop by and we'll open a bottle of Camus.
Red, you're going to have to send me a message on Facebook. Camus.
It's only about $100 a bottle, people.
It is expensive. But I have a friend in Atlanta who can get them by the case from a restaurant. And so I can get them at cost. There's no way I'm paying $100 a bottle. And it is some good wine.
I know. What year was it? Do you even remember?
I'm not sure what
like
that
is. 09, something like that. Anyway, it's
so
funny
good.
Because some of the good wines, like the Camus and some of the first growths, you don't want to drink them if you can help it for 10 or 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, you want to keep them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, enjoying your show. And, Camus, kind of a light went on in my head because I've had it once or twice. And I remember you can make a lamp out of that bottle. It's so pretty and, you know, special.
I love the Camus. I love that we have listeners who know what it is. I just kind of threw that. So I had a friend drive up for the holidays. So we were celebrating an early Christmas
go.
And decorating, mm-hmm. which
there
called for
go.
Opening one of the bottles of Camus.
And it's fancy. But anyway, enjoying you being on there, young lady.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Red, or George, or whatever your name is.
Well, I so no, the Camus is good. It's a good celebrating. My friend had never had it, who came up, Dr. Alec is his name, and so he had never had it before, so I was like, we are opening good wine. But the problem with opening good wine like that is that you have to drink the bottle, because there's no use in wasting it. If you're going to pay...
Have you heard about those...
those little aerator top
yeah,
things?
Yeah, right.
But
you don't
the
have
problem
to uncork
is
it.
Life happens, and I leave it there forever,
right, okay.
And then yeah. I've wasted $20 or $30 worth of wine, and that's a crime against humanity. So instead... You get me sitting here wanting some of these menu items because I had a little bit too much wine last night.
By the way, have you taken a picture of your Christmas tree as it currently stands?
No, I'm going to do that. I was
Please
telling
do that.
Joey,
I want to see it.
So as I was chatting with my buddy, I was helping my daughter a little bit with Christmas tree decorating, but mainly I was putting the hooks on and letting her hang them up. My daughter is 6 years old, and so if you were to look at the tree where her little six-year-old hands can reach, that's where the decorations stop. And so I bought a 7.5-foot tree. This is my first year having a fake tree in my house because my son, it turns out, is allergic to all things green. And so we had to get a fake tree this year. And so so while I was trying to, you know, make it not have big holes in it, she was decorating, and it's the cutest thing ever because it's, you know, everything stops halfway up the tree.
I'm sorry that I'm not looking at you. My face is contorting a bit. I don't know what this... is this what it's like to have feelings?
Like,
I'm not allowed to admit that's adorable.
It is adorable. It is really adorable. She was so proud of herself. She really did enjoy decorating the tree last night. And I'm liking, I just started collecting Christmas tree ornaments, and I kind of made it a public, like, all call on Facebook at one point that I didn't have Christmas tree ornaments that I, like, had for years and that had, like, sentimental value. And so it was really cool. Now, 6 years later, from saying to my friends, I don't have ornaments, now I have a tree full of ornaments, and I can say, this friend sent me this one, and this one is from here, and I've now started collecting them myself, and so it's really cool 6 years in, and I can't wait till my kids are older to have this tree full of ornaments that are memories, and I'm such a sentimental sap. I love it. But yes, all the ornaments right now are six-year-old height, and the rest of the tree is comically empty. And then the lights look like I had consumed multiple bottles of wine, which I hadn't, but I had never done the lights by myself. I did them before my friend got there, and I didn't realize that was a two-person adult job, so the lights are comically tangled, and it's a mess.
Yeah, it's always a learning process and a good story and a good memory. Take a photo of it, please.
I will definitely take a photo.
I want to see this handiwork. But let's go back before we get too sentimental here. I'm supposed to be angry. I'm the Grinch. go back to the Democrats here.
They just recently had a fundraiser.
Ow! Okay, let me turn it down some. Go ahead.
We're in the wine cave.
Yeah. Go ahead, Liz. Go ahead and tack Booty G here. Mayor Pete.
That was held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle.
The look on his face. He's like,
billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Miss, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine. Now, supposing that you went home feeling the holiday spirit, I know this isn't likely, but stay
I do not sell access to my time.
Well, you don't have to sell anything.
Time with millionaires and billionaires.
Sorry, as of when, Senator? Senator, your presidential campaign right now, as we speak, is funded in part by money you transferred, having raised it at those exact same big-ticket fundraisers you now denounce.
We'd like to bring everyone in.
Just because you can't raise money anymore.
We'd like to bring everyone in, but Senator Klobuchar had your hand up first. I did not come here to listen
to this argument.
Let's turn now to Afghanistan. Senior U.S. officials misled the public about the war in Afghanistan. As vice president, what did you know?
Afghanistan, you said?
Yes, sir. Afghanistan. But in the spirit of the season.
Let me pause in the Afghanistan.
She has a really hard time saying that word.
Well, but it confused Biden. He's like, Afghanistan?
Can you please speak English? I'm old. My hearing doesn't work.
True to form, also, folks, the commentators had some really tough questions. Listen to these.
reason, I'd like to ask each one of you, is there someone else among these candidates that you would have, you have two options. One, a candidate from whom you would ask forgiveness for something maybe that was said tonight or another time, or a candidate to whom you would like to give a gift. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Yang.
Wow.
Well.
He's just staring.
The look on his face.
I do like Yang. But, God, those are,
I'm putting this on my Facebook page. If you want to see this video we're watching from the Daily Caller, go to my Facebook page at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. I'm putting this video up. You have to see it. It's hugely entertaining.
Yes. Check it out, folks. Go to the Book of Faces. Find April
the
Marie.
Book of Faces. You can see my new headshots. I hadn't had headshots.
You did those. They really do look
Jennifer
great.
Jones in Birmingham. She was amazing. She spent a day with me. And I've only got the like teaser shots, like the two shots. But I really like them. They're fun. So you guys can actually see what I look like on my little Book of Faces. And it was fun. So anyway.
Well, we got to hit another break here, April Marie.
I'm going to put this video on there.
Yes. Check it out. Find her on Facebook.
At April Marie. Don't Facebook friend me. Go to my fan page.
You can Facebook friend me, though. Yeah. Joey Clark.
I put too much stuff about my kids.
Children.
I have kids.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm an unrepentant bachelor. So follow me on the Book of Faces
if
you want.
I'm single. I just have kids. I just try to keep the kids off.
272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Business report. On Wall Street, a lot of up arrows. Also, consumer spending numbers in showing shoppers opened their wallets in November to boost spending by 0.4%. That's the fastest pace since July, while income growth rebounded to the strongest gain since August. Google's been hit with a more than $160 million fine in France. Regulators there are accusing Google of anti-competitive behavior and for having unclear advertising on the Google Ads page. There's an estimate in for next year's Tokyo Olympics. Organizers say they're spending about $12.6 billion. And T-Mobile and Sprint getting some backing from the government, the Justice Department, and FCC filing court papers criticizing a lawsuit by state attorneys general looking to block the merger between T-Mobile and Sprint. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi,
everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. There's not a street that you can walk. And my pronouns are he and them. Who you
talking to? That's because you don't have a mental illness.
And I'm cisgender, which in other words means I'm a guy and I like women.
I'm so glad we got this straight.
Yeah.
You know what also tipped that off? The fact that you look like a male and you have a penis.
How do you know?
I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Wow. This went from being a family-oriented show.
I'm going to have to report you to HR.
Yeah.
272-9228.
You guys.
You're listening to April Marie Fogle assume things about me.
There is a young person at my Starbucks. Have I discussed this young person?
No.
Their name is Gabby.
Okay.
And they wear a sticker that says, do not use female pronouns with me.
Okay.
And so that's all the sticker says. Please do not use female pronouns. And so at some point I asked them what pronouns they prefer, and they told me they and them. And I said, okay. The other day I was so tired. Here's my thoughts on this. As a whole, I think it's very important that we realize that, first off, the transgender population makes up such a small percentage of the population that they get way more airtime than the population itself actually encompasses. But the other thing is, I do strongly believe it is a mental illness. If I were to go to a doctor and say I am fat and I am going to stop eating and I'm going to diet, the doctor would look at me and be like, you are a tiny little person. You are not fat. You need some mental health counseling. I don't know why they wouldn't do the same if I walked in and said I'm a man. Okay. But at any rate, so Gabby is not identifying as a gender. And so I have been gone out of my way to just not be a jerk about it.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like, they want to be a they can be a they. The other day I go in and I'm so tired. It's Starbucks. It's morning. I need my caffeine. I do the whole they, them. I was like, you know, whatever. And then I go to leave and I go, see you later, ladies. Ruined it. Ruined all of my they, thems with the ladies, because I'm pretty sure that
I just have to ask you, you know,
they don't consider themselves a lady.
What is wrong with you?
I know. Man,
you're just so problematic.
I'm mean and heartless and bigoted. It's a habit. Like, bye, ladies.
Right. No, you didn't. And this is where I think people,
they look like a female. They are a female.
Right, and you shouldn't be overly sensitive about this stuff. I think people can live the life they want when they're grown adults and they want to make their own decisions. Go ahead, knock yourself out. And, you know, I wish you well. Wish you heaven. Hope you find the right path to walk. But when people try to make it like you're walking on eggshells around them.
And that's what it was.
It just seems like you're not helping yourself to try to demand others protect your fragile sense of identity. I don't think that's going to serve you very well if that's how you go about in the world. Anybody.
Well, did you see the video of the person who looked very much like a man, and somebody sirred him and they got into a fist fight? And I'm like, look, society isn't going to change. You can't expect society to change on a dime.
Right.
And to me, good manners, I still raise my children to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Well, and plus, let's be blunt about this. At a certain age, men and women start to look alike. Like old men and old women. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know?
I almost put out my teeth.
Or did I just step in the bear trap again?
That is funny.
It's true, though, right?
You make a valid point. I don't know.
There are some grandfathers that kind of look like grandmothers.
Bernie could be a woman.
Yeah, look, Bernie, Mitch McConnell. Think about it. You put Mitch McConnell in a dress, there you go.
There are some visuals I don't need. Mitch McConnell in a dress, I'm going to cry.
Seriously, I'm not knocking anybody. It's just kind of true. It's pretty funny.
All right, what else are we talking about today besides cross-dressing our Democratic candidates?
Well, here is one of my least favorite people in the world at this point, Chuck Todd. Talk about being, you know, we're in our own lane. Mm-hmm. We're in conservative land to a degree, libertarian conservative land for myself.
That's where I am, yeah.
But, you know, so people can be up in their legacy media bubble, their Meet the Press bubble, or their NBC News bubble. Mm-hmm. But listen to what Chuck Todd had to say. This is right as the articles of impeachment are being passed, and Lester Holt of NBC News is talking with Chuck Todd. Listen to Chucky boy here.
Bring in Chuck Todd right now.
Chuck, you saw that
same juxtaposition of imagery there. That tells us a lot about how he's going to run with this, I would say.
Well, it's been his... Look, politically, it's the only way to survive this process.
Okay, and what they're doing is reacting to Trump, who, as impeachment is happening on the floor of the House, Trump is in Michigan saying, it doesn't even feel like I'm being impeached. We're doing so much. We're winning so much. I mean, whatever they do doesn't matter. All right.
I can't stop laughing at you. Do you use your Trump voice, like, outside of the radio? Like, do you sit at a bar and drink shots of whiskey
sometimes,
and use Trump voice?
Sometimes. Oh, and it's much dirtier off air. Oh, yeah. Trump, I mean, when I channel Donald Trump, I just go where I think it's nasty.
Well, it would have to be, because Trump himself, off air.
Oh, yeah. I adopt all the kitty cats. I just go into all the main shelters and grab all the kitty cats and take them home. They let you do it when you're rich. They let you do it.
Okay, we're going back to the impeachment.
Anyway, Chuck Todd reacting to Trump being so over the top and Trump essentially fighting back.
Process, which is rally the party to your side, polarize the process. And look, this has been a successful strategy for this president to survive the impeachment process politically, meaning not get ousted from office, try to make it so that it's impossible for a Republican to criticize him in public. So on that score, he has succeeded in creating this, but all he's done is fought this to a draw. This is the polarized picture of America. I mean, the Democratic Party almost is united in believing he needs to go, and the Republican Party is almost united in believing this is a witch hunt. And you do have a small slice, but it exists, and we have it in our polling actually out tonight. Lester, in the middle, independents literally are split down the middle on this question. So that's where we are. This is the world that we have, you know. There's the factual debate, and then there's the political reality, and as this is it. I mean, it's bizarre to think that he's getting cheers on Battle Creek, Michigan, on the same night he is literally getting impeached on the floor of the House. It is bizarre, but friends will make more sense of it.
It's not bizarre, Chuck. It's not bizarre at all. And he's the one who's polarized this process. Right, no. The nation has been polarized for two decades, if not longer. This is just absurd ridiculousness. And also, Donald Trump isn't the one who chose to impeach himself. If anything, Trump's reacting to it. And the impeachment process is itself what's polarizing.
Can we say that given Trump's, like, normal demeanor, his behavior throughout impeachment was actually relatively, like... Yeah, well behaved for him.
Seriously,
he has certainly reacted with stronger feelings.
He's
to
had his
other
moments,
things,
though.
But this he's really been like he sees it for what it is. I think somebody has gotten in his ear that has said exactly what we're all saying, which is this is a joke, a farce. The people aren't taking it seriously in terms of, I don't think, Republicans and independents see this as what it is, a Democrat liberal witch hunt.
Yeah, and I believe that's correct. I mean, I largely find this to be silly to the point of, I think it's actually a cover-up. I think this is them trying to get out and create a media narrative and political cover for what John Durham is about to come out with. This investigator appointed by, well, Sessions actually tapped him as attorney, U.S. attorney, and then Trump agreed to that, and then William Barr, they've been kind of pushing Durham behind the scenes. So I think a lot's going to come out, and this was always Trump's caught us doing something. Let's make it look like Trump, look, you know, catching us is in fact corrupt itself. That's what they're trying to do.
Bizarre.
Now, and he's huge. It's Russian propaganda to steal another election and steal the first one.
I say friend, a girl I know from high school that is, we had our 20-year reunion, and so all of these people from high school have now added on Facebook, and she is working on her master's degree and was working on a paper about how the election was stolen. And I was like, that's not factually accurate, and I hope that your professors don't allow you to turn in a paper based on liberal media talking points. Like, the paper was on cybersecurity mm-hmm. threats, but it was basically like how they stole an election. And I said, the election wasn't stolen. That is just what the media and Democrats would have you believe.
There's some little added influence, but it's not outright stolen.
In a place of higher education, I'd hope their standards would be higher than that.
Right. What the Russians did is they told some truths about Hillary Clinton.
Well, yes.
That's what it was. I mean, should they? Probably
not. Let's
talk
about what a stolen election actually would look like. It would mean vote tampering, yes, and voter suppression, right, and all of these things that did not happen. Playing with Facebook and hacking emails does not equate
right
stolen election.
Right.
No matter what way you cut it.
I completely agree. 272-9228. What do y'all say? Yeah, we got three people on the line here. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Man, I'm thinking Jenkins because down at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, they do fantastic work on that everyday car, truck, or SUV because they have state-of-the-art equipment. They have technicians all ASE certified. They have brand names, all the tire brand names. What? Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, Dunlop, so much. Jenkins will have what you need, what you want. And I'm thinking Jenkins because they have a great program called the Monthly Checklist Program. You take your vehicle in once a month. They check it out, make sure it's operating correctly, running smoothly, and they teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. So when you hear that rumble or you hear that squeal or whatever, you'll have that extra knowledge. And don't freak out. Relax and go buy Jenkins Tire and Automotive today. They'll give you that extra peace of mind. 265-0792 is their number, 265-0792. Make an appointment by calling them or go online to make an appointment at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. And for those of you with outdoor vehicles, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, tractors, Jenkins Tire and Automotive will actually come to you with a service truck. They'll visit you on location so you don't have to lug those outdoor vehicles into town here.
Well, that's handy.
It's a very, very useful, convenient service. So check them out today. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsor here on News and Views. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you down to Jenkins. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, teacher. This is Bud.
Hey, Bud. How are you?
Bud.
I'm doing great. You know, a couple of thoughts. I don't care if a person is homosexual or lesbian or heterosexual, tranny, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But why do I have to know?
That's the way I feel about it in the schools. I don't feel like my children need to know their teacher's sexuality. It infuriates me.
You know, it's... And let me say this. I am not painting with a wide brush. Some folks are quiet. Some folks are not. But it's not that many of them want equal rights. They want Uber rights.
Exactly.
They want you to accept and endorse and celebrate whatever their sexuality is. And again, I don't care. I mean, I think it was just in Michigan a couple of months ago, they wanted to have a straight parade. and there was a literally outrage from the city officials. They tried to deny them a permit. I think actually Tom Brady was going to be like the Grand Marshal or something like that. I don't know if you remember something like this. But it literally shut down the city as far as the legislature, the city clerks and everything, not wanting to issue them a parade march. That's insane.
Well, but Bud, I do have to take issue with that because I've checked with my gay and straight friends. There's no such thing as a straight parade.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, all parades are a little
bit. Everybody's got a crazy gene in every single one of them. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, if you get all, what are you doing when you're in a parade? You get all dressed up, you start throwing around candy and beads, you're marching around in an organized fashion. I mean, come on.
Had one or two too many guard dogs.
Right. I'm just saying. It's very festive. Parades are very festive. There are big balloons usually. I mean, people dressed up in uniform.
You know,
you're going to be like that character on Airplane where you say, what do you make out of this? And I can make a brute. I can make a pterodactyl.
There's a sale at Penny's.
I've got nothing.
That is crazy.
But I appreciate it. We got a bunch of calls coming in.
I understand. Bye-bye.
We do have a lot of calls. Do you normally have these many callers?
No. I think it's all to your credit.
I'm so excited.
Though I'm going to put out a ruling here.
Yes.
Justice Joey here. Nobody can assume or talk about my junk. Callers, in-studio guests, just leave that alone from now on, all right?
I'm going to grab a Post-it and just put it over here on the guest side. Nobody make assumptions about Joey's...
My sex. You know what I'm talking about.
Man parts.
272-9228.
This is what happens when Jack leaves us alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack has left us unattended.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is off today. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I got something I wanted to ask you. Did you watch any of the debate last night?
Not last night, but I watched some of the lowlights this morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting more pitiful.
It is.
But the commentator there read off all of Trump's accomplishments with the economy, how great it was.
Yeah.
And then asked Biden, is the economy better? No. I mean, Biden just comes out. No, it's not. It's not good. And then he starts. I mean, where this man is, either senile, or he's got I don't know what it is. But to sit there after all that and then say no, the economy hasn't gotten better. It's not that great.
Living in an alternate reality. Argument.
Yeah, it really is alternative reality.
And this is the best they've got. Those seven people last night. What a joke.
That is what makes it so fun to watch, is the fact that this is the best they've got.
They will get smoked. Any of those seven, Trump will win in a landslide again.
I agree.
I mean, if you're a honest Democrat out there and you look at that lineup and think you got a chance, you're kidding yourself. I mean... It's unbelievable.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, and we'll be covering the circus some more, so hold on to your butts.
Yeah, under the big top. All right, have a good one.
You too. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
My name's Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
I listen to you guys avidly. I keep my car radio station on you guys all day long.
Okay.
The thing about, you guys made a comment, or the female, she made a comment about the hacking. The thing about Americans, and I'm going out on a limb to say this,